Before I start, I'd like to pray that what I share today will be acceptable to God and that it will help us to understand a little bit more what it means to be part of God's kingdom. Amen. Amen. So this morning we're thinking about heavenly hospitality, divine hospitality, and that made me think a little bit about what does that look like. So we're going to think about that a little bit this morning. What might divine hospitality mean? And also, what does it mean for us today? Well, divine hospitality. Jesus was just talking to his disciples and saying in the Bible, and he was saying that, don't worry, I'm going to go and get your rooms ready. Because we're all coming. There's lots and lots of rooms in God's house. It's big enough for everybody, and he's going to go and get the rooms ready. Now, we've got next month, we have an exchange student coming to stay. And you know what it's like when you've got someone coming to stay? You might want to get the house ready. A friend had somebody to stay recently, and they posted pictures on Facebook of what they've done with it to make the friend welcome, to make them feel at home and not homesick. And they'd put up a banner saying, "Welcome, Loretta," and they'd put flowers in a bedroom and a little packet of Body Shop nice things and some chocolates and some sweets. So I was thinking, oh crikey, I maybe need to do something like this for our exchange student. Have we got the lollipop mic there?
Yes.
Yeah. And so I wondered if you people could help me with some ideas for what to do. What would you like to see in your room if you were going to stay at somebody's house? If you were going to stay for a week, has anybody got any ideas? Ben?
A bed.
A bed. Absolutely. Very good. Yes.
A nightlight.
A nightlight. Thank you. That's a really good idea because not everybody likes to sleep in the dark. A card to say welcome. Good suggestion, I like that. Louise, shout it over to me. A fridge. And what would be in your fridge? I shouldn't ask. Food, Sprite, all sorts of things. Claire, one more. Some nice fresh towels. All lovely ideas, thank you. Great ideas. Well, I used to organise events, and one of the special events that I organised many years ago, the Queen and Prince Philip came to, and Buckingham Palace sent out a letter to say, this is what the Queen likes to eat and drink. So you can bet your bottom dollar we made sure that was available so that she could feel really special. And another friend of ours organises rock concerts. He does some little ones in his theatre, and also he does some really big ones as well. And have you heard about celebrity riders, they're called? They send out a list of what they want in their dressing room, the room that they're going to relax in. And some of them are quite normal. Some good coffee, somewhere to sit, somewhere to relax. But some of them are, well, they seem to me a little bit bizarre. They want the whole room redecorated in drapes in a dark, dark blue, covered with drapes in a icy chiffon blue. And they like, one, the weirdest one I thought was a canvas painted with a rainbow on wheels. You think, why do you want this? But it made them feel special and it happened. So I was thinking about this VIP treatment and what that might look like for us. Now, so I've got a little bit for some people to try out. I have, that's as far as we're going to go, we'll go a little bit further, a massage chair. So that is as far as it's going to go. So now, how about Rosemary? Would you like to come and try a massage? There we are. Make yourself comfortable. This is my VIP treatment area. Here you are. And we're going to turn it on and press the button. And it's a bit weird to start with. Yeah?
I can live
with okay.
It.
You can press the stop button if that gets uncomfortable. And so this is one sort of form of what might be really nice to have some VIP treatment. And then, now, girls, we've got some popcorn. because we've got some VIPs here today. We've got some people who are coming to join to take communion as well. So was there anybody who might like, there's not enough for everybody, but we've got quite a few. So put your hands up if you'd like some popcorn. Girls, can you do your best to share that out? Maybe one amongst the brownies and share it around. There we go, one for Claire. For you guys. So what does it feel like to be given some VIP treatment? To be treated, yeah, does it feel special? Does it feel lovely? Does it feel really nice? It's such a weak word, but, well, it does feel great. But my question is, what have any of us done to deserve this VIP treatment? What have we done to deserve it? The queen is queen. The singers, well, they get up on stage. But, you know, as Phil said this morning, we can keep failing. We don't always get everything right. I want to give you an example from the Bible where it went wrong for the disciples. Jesus has said, don't worry, I'm going to go and get your rooms ready. Absolutely brilliant. I'm going to go and get your rooms ready. And you'll know where to go. You'll know where I am. And Thomas then says, but Lord, we don't know where you're going. So how can we know the way? Jesus then says, well, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. You know me, you'll know the Father, you'll know how to find me. And then Philip pipes up with his question, but Lord, show us the Father and we'll know you. And Jesus says, well, you're starting to sound a little bit exasperated, a little bit frustrated. If you know me, you've been with me for all these years, and you know, you've seen everything that I do, you've heard everything that I say, and you still don't get it, that I am in God and God is in me. Now, Jesus isn't like us and God isn't like us. We humans, we do get frustrated and we do fail and we do have our problems. But Jesus and God don't get frustrated. They have an unlimited patience, an unlimited grace, which says that any one of us can come to him, that we're welcome in these rooms for this amazing treatment, which I'm sure will be way more incredible than even a massage chair. And he wants to really share us and shower us with his love, this really lavish, extravagant hospitality that even beats massage chairs and bacon sandwiches. So my prayer is that we're able to accept that for ourselves and to accept that even with our failings, we are still welcome into the house of God. Amen.